Very quickly, as you said, the medical watchdog has taken some pretty severe regulatory action against all breast implants sold in Australia over fears of a rare form of cancer. On the line is Dr. Ghazi Hussain, Associate Professor and President of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons. Good morning, Dr. Hussain.
Good morning. Thanks for giving me on the show.
Now, what we read is that 8 types of macro and micro textured implants have been recalled at the moment by the TGA and will be banned for the next 6 months while manufacturers look at some safety concerns. What are the concerns? What's happening with these textured implants?
So what we know is that there is a very rare form of lymphoma, blood cancer, called ALCL, which over the last decade or so has been shown to be associated with these types of breast implants. And the breast implants have either been used for cosmetic reasons or for reconstruction after breast cancer. And it seems the evidence is pointing towards the more macro textured, or the implants that have a much rougher surface, seem to have a higher risk of developing this type of lymphoma. So what the TGA has done has taken, I think, appropriate action in suspending the supply of these types of more rougher textured implants. Thankfully, we've still got the smoother or the lesser textured implants are available for use for women in Australia.
So they're fine, Doctor?
Well, we're still studying this. So Australia actually leads the world in the research here. So we do know that there is a risk even with these more finer type of textured implants. But we think the risk with these small or finer implants is more like about 1 in 80,000, whereas the risk with the more rougher or the macro textured implant, we think is more perhaps around about 1 in 3 to 1 in 10,000.
Okay.
So there seems to be an increased risk in these ones. And to put this in perspective, the risk of a woman developing breast cancer is 1 in 8.
Yeah.
And the risk of a woman developing a cancer from radiation to treat her breast cancer is about 1 in 8,000. So it's not like nothing has risks associated with it. And it's really about balancing those risks versus the benefits.
And, Doc, what about women who already have these textured implants? Do they need to be checked? Should they have them removed? What's the advice at the moment?
Yeah, so the advice with this is, at the moment, if there are no symptoms, if there are no problems, then women do not need to be concerned. And there is certainly no advice that these implants need to be removed for no clinical reason. Certainly, the advice would be they should go back to see the surgeon who put the implants in the first place, have a discussion, find out the type of implant that was used, and then be monitored perhaps annually. Thankfully, this type of lymphoma tends to present in a fairly typical way, and if it's diagnosed early, it's imminently curable by removing the implant and the capsule around the implant.
Doctor, is there any signs that women should look for, and can they self-check?
Yes, exactly. So what we tend to find with this is the lymphoma presents many years after the implants have gone in, sometimes 8 to 10 years after the implants have gone in, and often presents with a sudden swelling around the breast. So the breast suddenly swells up, or they may present with a significant lump. But the swelling around the implant seems to be the more common presentation, and then an ultrasound can be performed. Some of that fluid around the implant can then be removed and tested, and that can then diagnose if the woman has this lymphoma. And as I said before, in the vast majority of cases, if the implant is then removed with that capsule, it's curable.
Great news. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Dr. Ghazi Hussain, the Associate Professor and President of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons.